The Canadian Pork Council is confident a new federal program to combat swine disease will go a long way toward protecting Canada's reputation as a reliable supplier of high-quality pork. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Last month, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada announced a $76 million program to combat disease, particularly porcine cercovirus-associated diseases in the swine industry. Funding will be provided for inoculating herds, research into the disease, the development of biosecurity best practices, and the creation of long-term disease surveillance strategies. Canadian Pork Council President Claire Schlegel says the package will definitely help protect Canada's international reputation in the area of animal health.
Well, clearly it'll help to raise the health of our herd. Our reputation worldwide is based on sound animal health in this country. We're one of the highest animal health countries in the entire world. There's only a few other countries that can boast about that like Canada can. We have wide open spaces in general. Our pig herds are generally quite diverse, spread apart from each other. And so we believe the entire package will help to sustain and maintain that. Now, saying that, it sounds kind of hollow because each of us on the farm are well aware of problems on a daily basis as any of us are in the human population. But still, as an aggregate, Canada has a very high health pig herd, and we want to maintain that.
The first phase of the package, the inoculation strategy, will be rolled out over the next 4 to 5 months and will include financial assistance for producers who have already and who will be vaccinating their herds against the disease. Schlegel notes about 30 million pigs are farrowed in Canada per year, and he estimates between 30% and 60% of those pigs are inoculated at this point. He expects details of the inoculation strategy to be made available to producers later this month. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.